Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Next quarterback to win a Super Bowl that hasn't won yet.
I like Josh Allen a lot. I'd say I pick Josh.
Josh?
Yeah. I like Josh a lot as a guy, as a leader. But, you know, he's got to get past the Chiefs, and that's hard because Patrick's incredible in the way he leads that team.
Tom Brady on the Deep Cut podcast.
I say how much I appreciate him not adding on to that point about, you know, getting past Mahomes. That's tough. Sort of like when I was in the AFC. I'm glad he didn't, like, drop that on us. It's, you know, it's true. I'm glad he didn't feel the need to remind us.
Me too. Also, that's not the deep end. We've not been able to get Brady yet. Well, on the deep end. That's the deep cut.
Try a little harder.
I wouldn't want to have Brady on.
Yeah, typical.
You can guess every answer, right?
Nice defeatist attitude.
Unfunny, uninteresting. Just the only reason anybody cares at all is because it's Tom Brady talking. Right?
Didn't he also make some news about talking about coming back late in a season or something if somebody needed him?
On this podcast.
That same podcast?
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah.
Did that happen? That did not happen.
No, but, like, moving forward, I mean, he's, like, saying, like, if, you know, we get into the season and somebody needs me in December, like, I'm always in good shape. I can throw the ball. Like, you wouldn't rule it out.
He specifically mentioned Las Vegas and New England.
Yeah.
I just do not have any room in my life for this.
It just could be that that Sneaky Joe's bet about him playing in the Bills' new stadium, still could be alive. That's all I'm mentioning here. That is still up there, isn't it, somewhere?
It is. Joe is quite the player. He did pay me for Mike Krzyzewski not coming back by now. We had a bet on that. We have the Tannehill bet that I am not paying off yet because I still don't know. It's not over.
That's right.
It'd be pretty amazing at this point if Ryan Tannehill starts and wins a Super Bowl.
Hey, we just saw Joe Flacco go from the wilderness to winning a play. Well, no, they got their faces caved in. But still, he made the playoffs with the Browns. So anything can happen.
You never hear anything about Tannehill.
No.
Last year, he seemed like he could be a trade candidate. Mm-hmm. Remember the Titans GM talking about how before the draft, he kind of said, Tannehill knows what's up here.
Yeah, I remember that.
And they drafted Levis, and Tannehill was just like a non-entity. Like, nobody wanted him. Yeah. Atlanta, Washington, these other teams, nobody. What actually happened there? Tennessee just refused to deal him? Why would they do that?
That can't be what happened. That seems very short-sighted. Is it possible the rest of the league just thinks he's shot? I mean, I don't know. Lots of guys get chances, though. So it would surprise me if the league just has decided en masse, he can't play anymore. I don't know. All you need is the quarterback needy teams to think that, and maybe that's why you end up with no move. But
is he up, or is he still a Tennessee Titan?
I think he is still a Tennessee Titan.
2024, no base salary, signed, dead cap. He's a free agent.
He's a free agent. Okay. All right.
I think Spotrac. I think he's a free agent.
He's a free agent.
Nobody? Like, he's a backup now.
Right.
Last year, that didn't happen.
But he's not even, like, Jacoby Brissett is in New England. the expectation is, whatever, they certainly could draft a young guy, and so there's Jacoby Brissett to hold his hand, and just in case the kid's not ready, we've got a veteran. Tannehill doesn't meet that threshold for some.
That's what I'm saying.
Like, what
Brissett,
are we doing here?
Darnold, Minshew. Is there someone else, too? Brissett, Darnold, Minshew. All the same thing.
Yep.
Veteran insurance policy guys, placeholder guys. We'll try to get a rookie, maybe. If it happens, it happens. But we've got this guy, Tannehill. Is he above that? Like, would he have chosen not to pursue an opportunity like that? What's going to happen instead?
Right. And what, like, Denver has got what? I mean,
Denver.
They're going to draft somebody, but they don't have even this. They got Stidham, maybe?
That's right. So they're the same thing without having made this right. one move.
Yeah.
Like the other teams we talked about.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, I don't know. It's a little weird that Tannehill can't I wouldn't have minded him as a backup idea here. I might have even preferred it to Mitch Trubisky. I'm pretty positive Mitch Trubisky cannot play.
That's how I'm going to have to win this bet.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to back into it. I'm going to have Tannehill be like Foles.
Right.
Somebody's backup.
Yep.
The starter gets hurt. He gets the game and wins it.
Yep.
Kansas City signed Carson Wentz.
I saw that. And again, Tannehill can't find a job?
I don't know. Now it's probably sounding like we think he's way better than he is, but...
No, he's at least...
Minshew?
He's at least the equal of these other people I think we've talked about, unless we are just missing something. And like I led with
that
here, the league has reached a consensus like, no, he sucks. Don't touch him. He's radioactive. Like, I don't know.
That can't be it.
It's weird. I know. That can't be it either, but I don't know what else makes sense. Because he is at least the equal, I think, of some of the names we've just talked about, if not all of the names we've just talked about.
Well... Time's running out on me on that one.
Yeah, I'm rooting for you.
You're not.
No, yeah, I am. I don't have...
You don't want to see Ryan Tannehill win a Super Bowl.
Well...
That's one more year, unless it's here.
Yeah,
it's not going to be here.
Good point.
That would have been a great answer from Brady. There would have been the first interesting thing he's ever said.
Ryan Tannehill?
Like, who's the next quarterback to win one that hasn't won? I think Ryan Tannehill's long overdue.
He's got to find a team to play for.
Yeah. By the way... If it didn't, I'm just going to force this here now. If it didn't come across when we were talking to Evan Silva, when I had that idea that Washington or any team, it's got to be a team near the top of the draft or at the top. If it were to go public and say, this is who we're taking, I'm not saying they have to mean it. They don't have to mean it.
Mm-hmm.
They're not going to do it. And one reason why they're not going to do it is... It's just weird if they pick someone else, but you know, they could try to kind of laugh it off the way, kind of in sort of the same spirit as most of our conversations about mock drafts and predict, like, you know, well, isn't my job here to mislead you? Why would I tell you the truth, you know? And then the next year, the same GM is asked again and he says a name, and now you really don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, that I think should be something. Somebody out there should be that guy that will just be like the team that has the reputation for being the most forthcoming about its draft plans is Pittsburgh. Like Pittsburgh is usually the most predictable draft team because like the enough more than the usual amount. How many are, what's the usual amount? One or two or zero of people who know what the pick is going to be. There's with Pittsburgh, that gets out. Like they don't hide it. Najee Harris was this, Pickett was this. Like people knew it was going to be those guys as it got at least close to the draft. So I don't know. They again pick in that same sort of range, 19, 20, 20, the Steelers. They could be a problem.
Yeah, they traded away, I don't know, was Johnson their top receiver? I mean, I know Pickens
is
there,
so.
Whatever, but they traded away a big-name receiver. So, yeah, I mean, it makes sense. They've got new quarterbacks to play with. So we know their reputation, but still, could they use a receiver? Sure. Yeah, I mean, they make sense.
What if a team is hoping for Brian Thomas Jr. or even Odunze? And those guys get picked, and they trade their first to the Bengals for Higgins. Is that like, I'm not sure there was a previous move with the A.J. Brown trade or Hollywood Brown trade where those guys went for first round picks, like a team was up and, you know, the pick was traded for those players.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if that's something where T. Higgins might make that possible, like his status.
Yeah.
Like if you're the Bengals, would you trade T. Higgins for Brian Thomas?
Yes.
Maybe, right?
Yeah, I would. I don't even say maybe. Like I'm for a year, I might be down because I'm trading. I've lost Boyd already. But if I can turn Higgins into Brian Thomas Jr. in some way, I would 100% do that. Because I'm not keeping Higgins. He's due the big contract. I'm going to pay Chase. So we know this has been the roadmap for the Bengals for two off seasons now. It's coming. They're going to have to make a decision. And right now their decision is to sort of push it off. That's what the franchise tag is. This is a permanent situation, but we've got you. We want you. If I could turn that into a 21-year-old or 22-year-old receiver on a rookie contract that could be just as good, if not better, than T. Higgins, like that's the ceiling, of course, that's the ideal scenario, I absolutely try that. Because I'm a year away from him walking out the door, because I'm not going to franchise tag him a second time, because by then I will already have paid Chase, so I'm not going to have $60 million of receiver on my team for a single year. However I can structure the cap hits and stretch it out and whatever. So, yeah, I would 100% do that.
That team in that trade scenario is then signing T. Higgins mm-hmm. to the big contract.
Right.
They want him to be their wide receiver one.
Yep.
I guess it wouldn't be Thomas because what I laid out is some team with an interest in him loses out. And then they make this T. Higgins trade. So, like the Bengals would maybe want Mitchell or whoever the next guy is on this list, or even a player at a different position, and then they go to round two for their receiver.
I think, given what happened a couple of years ago, you already mentioned Brown, both Browns, Marquise Brown and A.J. Brown being traded during round one of the draft, I don't know that Brandon Ayuk and T. Higgins are going to be moved, but history tells us like those trades had just happened a couple of years ago at the draft. Like I'm on alert, and that includes the Bills. Like any receiver needy team that might want to jump the line, the downside to jumping the line is it's not a rookie contract anymore. I'm paying the guy $30 million. He walks in the door, and I'm paying him. And that's, you know, the certainty of getting the performer versus, you know, the speculation of what the draft pick ends up being. So you gotta rectify that somehow. But yeah, I could see either one of those guys getting traded. You know, I don't know what Seattle's going to be up to. We talked about DK Metcalf earlier in the week. Anybody that's in that realm, it depends where your team is at quarterback-wise, and that affects your entire timeline. If I've got a big-name, highly paid receiver who either is up and do the big contract, already has it, but I got my eraser out. I'm starting over. Maybe I'm drafting a new quarterback, whatever I'm doing. I'm looking to trade that guy. If somebody wants to buy them from me, I'm cool with that. I'm just going to start over with a young guy.
That's another interesting element of the conversation is the Ayuk, you know, conglomerate receivers that you might be able to go get. There is a receiver available in free agency who was not that long ago the most productive receiver in the league. And he is not on a team, and I just never hear his name. I'll just throw his name in when we continue here. 803-0550 is the number for your calls. Mike Schopen and the Bulldog on a Friday. This is WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you.
I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.